I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Monday, February 26. Coming up, Prime Minister attends CARICOM conference in Haiti. Enfield Health Center receives $1 million donation, and persons living in sugarcane areas urged to rat-proof their homes. The news in detail after the break.
Here are some interesting facts under the Disabilities Act.
Fact: persons with disabilities have a right to education,
a right to proper health care.
Fact: we have a right to housing and to be able to enter premises,
a right to public transportation that we can enter on our own,
and a right to take part in political and public life.
Enough more things in the act. Make a start and play a part. Respect the ability of each person with a disability and learn all the facts on the act.
Visit jcpdja.com.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness left the island this morning to attend the 29th intersessional meeting of the Conference of Heads of Government for the Caribbean Community CARICOM in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. High on the agenda for Jamaica is the full implementation of the Caribbean Single Market and Economy, climate change resilience, and crime and violence. Jamaica will also be engaged in discussions relating to the CARICOM review. The Prime Minister is accompanied by Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith, and Director for the Caribbean and Americas Department in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Angela Comfort. The Prime Minister is to return to the island this evening. During his absence, Minister without Portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Dr. Horace Chang, will be in charge of the government. The Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF, has provided the UWI earthquake unit with equipment valued at some $83 million geared at strengthening Jamaica's seismic monitoring network. The initiative is a component of the government's Disaster Vulnerability Reduction Project, DVRP, being implemented by JSIF over the period 2016 to 2022. Environment and Project Officer Stacey Ann Preston says the equipment handed over included 10 digital seismometers, which will measure an earthquake's magnitude, depth, and epicenter.
We've also purchased 30 accelerographs, and these will measure the horizontal force of an earthquake acting on a building. These will not only be placed at seismic stations across Jamaica, but also at some public facilities such as hospitals and schools. We've also procured 72 Ethernet radios with antennas, and this will transmit the data in real time from the seismic stations to the central recording station, which is at the Mona campus.
Ms. Preston was speaking at a JIS think tank session last Friday. The Disaster Vulnerability Reduction Project is funded by the government through a loan agreement with the World Bank, valued at $30 million. The Enfield Health Center in St. Mary has received $1 million under the government's Adopt a Clinic initiative. The management of the facility received a check for the funds from Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton during a ceremony at the health center recently. The funds were provided by the United Kingdom-based Jamaica 55 Charities Group. Enfield is the first primary care facility to benefit under the government's Adopt a Clinic initiative. Dr. Tufton says the funds will go towards supplying well-needed resources, including additional blood pressure machines and autoclaves.
This is not a program that is going to do substantial renovation, but what it is, it's a program that is going to respond to the everyday basic needs of the healthcare professionals, including sometimes possibly providing a healthcare professional so that community can get better service because the tools to do the work and the people to do the work are present.
The Adopt a Clinic initiative aims to mobilize Jamaicans at home and in the diaspora to provide support, whether in cash or kind, for these community health centers. Approximately 100 primary healthcare facilities are being targeted under the program launched last year by the United Kingdom Jamaica 55 Charities Group. And persons living in sugarcane areas are being urged to take precautions against contracting diseases spread by rats. Veterinary Public Health Inspector for Westmoreland, Jodian Harris, says rats which carry the disease leptospirosis tend to flee to residential homes during the time of the cane harvest, especially when fire is brought into play in the fields.
Rats like areas where there are weeds. So if you have old metals or old tires around your home, you try to get rid of those. You'd also want to pay attention to properly storing and disposing of your weeds because the rats also will like those areas to live in.
Ms. Harris was speaking in a recent Jamaica Information Service think tank session. Leptospirosis is an infectious disease caused by bacteria that could lead to possible fatal infection of the kidney, liver, brain, lung, or heart, While it cannot be spread from human to human, it can be contracted through exposure to the urine or body fluids of infected animals. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.